What up, everyone? This is Count Scare, hosted by Flash W. Hope you're doing well today. I got a song for you. Here's the song. Here it is. Ready? Here we go. Here we go. Yes, it is much too late for goodbyes. Julian Lennon. I am in a good place considering that recently I have had a loved one who had COVID. And I gotta tell you, it was monstrous. I could only speak from my perspective. And that perspective being that attending to their needs, making sure that they're okay, checking for symptoms. In this case, they had a fever that was over, 104, 105 for days, making sure that they eat, that they hydrate, when they walk, that they don't fall down the stairs. It's been monster. I am not comparing myself to my loved one that was dealing with COVID. I don't think my experience, if one was to take the time to compare, don't think that can compare to dealing with all the things that they dealt with. Muscles aching, fogginess in the brain, fever, having a hard time walking, was bedridden for a lot of the time. I want to just give respect and prop to all those people who were, and potentially will be dealing with COVID in the future, and that includes myself. I have not caught COVID. I guess I've been very fortunate. I try to wear a mask, make sure that I take care of myself, 6 feet distance in front of me. When I go into groups, I make sure I put my mask on. If I am walking out in the open and nobody's around, I take my mask off and I can get some air. But other than that, I have my mask on. Wow. It's been an adventure for me. I didn't think that I would be the person that would see this firsthand, close up. Other family members had COVID. My grandchildren had COVID. It's just mind-boggling how something so catchy that people could walk around and take it for granted. If it doesn't affect them, it will in some way, shape, or form. Either it's going to affect them directly, they get it, or indirectly, where they'll see someone, know someone that have it, either close or not to them. I get very frustrated when I think about what I observed. That feeling of helplessness. I wish that I could do more. If I could do more, then probably it'll go away faster. It doesn't work that way. It has to run its course. Everybody's different. It affects people in different ways. It doesn't matter if you're the most fit person in the world. If you're compromised, like if you have asthma or, you know, have a heart condition or anything like that, the risk is higher. Yet, I notice that people still put their lives in risk. The unpredictability is there, and people still walk around without masks, don't wash their hands, don't stay 6 feet apart. This is California living. I'm California, and I've talked a little bit about this in other podcasts. I don't like it when people are really liberal about how they're living with little regard to how their decisions impact other people. This is a very scary time. This is not 2000, 2001, when it was in full swing. People were starting to freak out a little bit more. Rumors about where it came from, China, and it came from a market where they were selling a lot of animals, came from bats. Research indicates that for years they've been doing research on different animals, and they discovered that there are animals that carry certain viruses, that those viruses that they carry have been experimented on. Through research, they've discovered all sorts of different things, and now someone has put something together. All the rumors and gossip, everyone is saying something about this virus. It wasn't until many people started getting it, many people started getting it, that people started to freak out. More people were putting on masks, taking other precautions, staying home if they were sick, if they had a cough, sniffles, stuff like that. People started getting the message. Unfortunately, it took for a lot of people to be impacted for everyone to really wake up and start doing something. Even when people were doing something, majority of people seemingly were starting to do what they can to take care of themselves. You got that small minority or a bigger minority, depending on what you look at. Groups of people who don't believe in it, who don't trust the government, they rebel against masks and other precautions. I haven't even said anything about booster shots. The unpredictability of taking a shot, something that goes into your system. The big talk that it's not tested. But it has been tested. People seem like they're making up excuses, finding ways to rationalize not to wear a mask or not to get a shot that protects not only them but other people. We tend to be a selfish lot. Because we think about ourselves, what we want, our priorities. And when it comes to other people, this virus, using this as an example, when it comes down to protecting yourself to protect others, that when you wear a mask, when you're talking, you have air, bacteria, and different things that's coming from your mouth. All sorts of bacteria and different things on your hand that you carry with you from touching doorknobs, rubbing up on people. When it comes to dealing with the reality that we are these social beings that transmit all sorts of different viruses, people take it for granted or people don't care. It's so unfortunate. I'm not perfect. There's times when I might forget to wash my hands. Or if I'm talking about masks, I wear a mask majority of places. But there are times when I forget. But there's still a common courtesy and respect. If I'm out in public or if I'm around people, that I make sure that I do whatever I can to not give this to anyone. And when I say this, it's not just COVID. Let's use the common cold, for example. People get colds all the time. Every year, it's something that happens. It's a part of just being the humans that we are. And colds jump from one person to another. And we have to take care of ourselves. So what do? We put jackets on, we put hats on, we make sure that we stay warm, that we do whatever the precautions are, and when we do get sick, we take care of it. Even with a cold, people still push it. They go to work or they take care of their loved ones, and they're still sniffing and coughing and red eyes, all this kind of stuff. And we're constantly putting other people at risk because we're uncomfortable. We need to do what we need to do. I need to go to work. And I could understand that one. And that's a motivation for me to do everything that I can to not get sick. Because if I get sick, that affects my ability to work. I like taking care of people. I have clients and I have other counselors that I'm responsible for. I have a lot of responsibilities. And I like to work. I love what I do. So if I'm sick, I'm putting myself in a position where I can't do what I need to do. And if I'm sick, I know that I need to step back and I have to take care of myself. And I could say it, I'm talking it right now, but it's so difficult when it happens to me that I get sick. I do everything that I can to make sure that I drink, eat, sleep, and get well very quick so that I can move on and get back to work. Work is a big part of me. So for those of you that ever been in that situation where you wanted to get better and do whatever you can to do whatever you want to do, you're in good company. I understand that. When we're talking about something that can kill, life and death, we have to look beyond ourselves. It's not about what we want and what we can do. We, me, I. It's about other people as well. People don't get it. I could be talking the good game, and we'll still, as human beings, walk around and we'll be thinking about ourselves before others. This isn't everyone. I'm just saying that we all have it inside of us to not listen or pay attention. To neglect ourselves and put ourselves in situations that jeopardize the safety and well-being of not just ourselves, but other people. And the result is if it's not ourselves that we have to deal with, it's our loved ones. Which bring me back to my loved ones. Even though I do not have COVID, and my fight is different than anyone that have COVID, meaning that my fight is keep myself healthy enough where I don't get COVID. We're all impacted by this. And because of this impact, we're in this together. It doesn't have to be one or both people have COVID. The people that have to take care of the people who have COVID are impacted. The stress level is there too. I love taking care of people. I mentioned in the podcast, my mom has multiple sclerosis. I'm not there to take care of her on a regular basis, but when she comes to Northern California and visit, I have this thing inside of me where I want to take care of her. And I know that my mom is a human being who prides herself in independence. That independence is something that I've taken for granted sometimes because I feel so protective of my mom. I feel guilty. So when I'm taking care of her, I might overdo it sometimes. I've realized that, you know what? I need to step back. Everyone needs to have purpose, needs to feel purpose. And I'm not the kind of person to take away anybody's means of living, of feeling like they're doing something, that they're helping not only other people, but themselves. I got to decide what is it that I can help with. And sometimes I know, sometimes I don't. Sometimes it's communicated to me what is wanted, sometimes it's not. And you got this play that happens. So there is a frustration and anxiety that's there for both people. For me, where I'm taking care of a loved one with COVID, I take care of a loved one with multiple sclerosis in this case, which is my mom. It leaves me trying to figure things out. I'm scratching my head. I'm trying to make sure that she's comfortable, she's getting what she needs, and that's a stress in itself. In addition to going to work, taking care of the home, and so forth and so forth and so forth. So I've mentioned two situations. This is about COVID, but taking care of someone, it's a major responsibility. And to those caregivers out there, I applaud you because the time, energy that it takes to take care of another person, in addition to taking care of yourself, it's incredible. Self-care. We're all trying to take care of ourselves in the best way that we can. Many, many people self-medicate. Self-medicate, I'm thinking about illegal or illicit substances. We can say pot, alcohol, heroin, cocaine. People have their preferences in substances. Or over-the-counter medication. You can go with the basic aspirin, Tylenol, Pepto-Bismol. If we're feeling under the weather, we are trained. It carries over from one person to another, from one family to another. From community to community, there is something for whatever we're feeling. A headache, we take this. Back pain, we take this. And when we're self-medicating, sometimes we go overboard and we over-self-medicate and put ourselves in hazardous situation just by doing that. Because then, in some cases, there's a dependency issue. People get dependent on the substance. They need more and more of it in order to dull the pain. Back pain, Vicodin, for example. And we go back to COVID. We're trying to survive. We do what we can to get better, to feel good, to get back to living life the way that we want, that we feel like we need, even though dependency isn't as prevalent in this example when we're talking about COVID as it would be for substance abuse. What the two have in common is that we're trying to feel better. And as we're trying to feel better, we move from prevention to intervention. Prevention meaning we do all that we can to make sure that we don't get COVID. We listen to our doctors. We make sure we wear the right PPE. When we go places, be very careful being aware of our environment so that we're protecting ourselves. We're making sure that we do whatever we can to prevent COVID in this case. Intervention, it's already there. You get COVID, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, I gotta drink my soup and I gotta lay down and I gotta do this. Oh, I'm throwing up. You're already in its grip. Start doing everything and anything to get better. The intervention is there. It's like you're trying to deal with it while you're overcome by it. I'm humbled by the power of being human and being susceptible to unpredictability. Being susceptible to unpredictability because anything could happen at any time. We have to be as prepared as we can. We do the best that we can to not only protect ourselves, but to protect other people, especially our loved ones. And sometimes it comes down to making some difficult choices and decisions. I'm like a lot of people. There's sometimes I take risks and I have to be ready to take responsibility with those risks. So COVID, this is nothing to joke about. I'm happy that my loved one is okay. My kids, my grandchildren, people that I associate with, work with. This has been a long road and we got a longer road ahead if we don't take the right precautions. Take care of each other as well as take care of ourselves. So wherever this message go for you, much love, much respect to you, and to all of you that are dealing with COVID, you're not alone. There are people that love and respect you, and I hope that you get better, get stronger, and grow forward. Much love to you guys. Take care, everyone. Peace out from the Town Care.